If you enter an abandoned wooden house through the back door, you may find yourself transported to another place. A boat with a man named Robert Ward, who is dreaming of a pipeline through a mountain and 100 men and more, dead and naked, clutching at the ground.
I have oceans of water in my ears. Atoms swirl inside my eardrums. I am dizzy. My hands are rooted to the ground, but my head is floating. The sky spinning. I've lost my sense of balance. The hammer beats wildly. The cochlea curls and uncurls, and I am helpless. Drawn along by the current, sucked through tunnels deep underground.
In the kitchen of the house, you find a thing, a narrow cylindrical length of copper, not thicker than a wrist. And when you put it to your ear, you hear...
The windiest day in the high country. The lyrebirds are kaleidoscopes, mirror birds stealing your voice. Through their cries, I can look out and see lavender hills. Immersed in colour, the pleasure of that sense, limbs and hair awry. Dusky blues, flashes of silver surface. The water is rough and I am fearless.
If you hold a small, round shell, which you see in the corner of an empty room, feel the shells slip and sound. A creak. A poem. One water splash. In the house, a piece of sodden, blackened wood.
It is water on soaking wood. Wood soaked with salt. Dark, wet wood in splinters. Angular, shin-barking dark. Sodden fabric scraping skin. Stillness. It is a boat's curve not fitting spine. It is creaking bones. Wet hair. Wood. Salt. Rust. Water slipping past, a boat lunging forward, leaving.
Take a walk through the corridors of the house and smell the drifts of salt gathering over the lintels, the moisture in the air.
6 months chained on the rusting hulk.
Phoenix.
180 days of no relief from the smell of blood and iron. Fetid water, ankle deep, stinking and still, turns the feet to something white and coiled and soft. 180 days for the water to make its way through my veins and teach me how to swim.
The house feels like it's rocking. The man, whose name is Robert Ward, has made it from the timbers of a small boat. A stolen boat, in which he escaped a particular death of the soul on a penal island far offshore.
Floating, sleeping, hallucinating different kinds of water, an inland China. Utopia on the dry Colombian plains.
The house has curved walls and is far from the sea.
A kiss, and nothing more will do it. A kiss, and water will flow backward. A kiss. And water will turn back on parent ocean. Turn away for a kiss. Water will pass through stone. A kiss. And 100,000 men. And water will flow through mountains. To the whispering grasslands. And be lost.
The house floats over grasses. Cattle swim by. Brumby manes flash on the surface. Their hooves create a current. Stir it around.
In the night sky, a flicker of water's light, a glimpse of something, a thread from the sun, and 1,000 mechanical things clatter in its force. I'll be transparent when I grow old, and flow like water through stone.
The wooden-sided house, built from the sweet, curved hull of a boat, holds the man who is sleeping, rocked by water